So, why bother teaching creative subjects? Why incorporate art, drama, music, dance, cooking and photography into the teaching of modern foreign languages? Well, it does seem strange, don't you think? But our colleagues in England have led the way in developing programmes where language learning is the natural byproduct of creative projects. These programmes have shown that learners improved in a whole range of areas. Learners became more confident in themselves and felt more integrated within their local communities. This holistic approach is something I think we could all learn from. So, please welcome Joanne Pickering to tell us more.
Number 16.
What is the purpose of the speech?
Number 17.
What industry does the speaker work in?
Number 18.
Which of the following is listed as a benefit of the programs?